The world you first encountered when you were 15. The world which had starved you, despised you. Here it comes again. This time it is bearing gifts. The phone didn't ring before, if you had a phone. Now it never stops ringing. The people saying, what do you do? They say, won't you do this? And you become, or you could become, a very important person. You find yourself in the position of a woman I don't know who sings a certain song in a certain choir. When the song begins, she says, I said I wasn't going to tell nobody, but I couldn't keep it to myself. You've come full circle. Full circle. Here you are again. It's all to do all over again. And you must decide all over again whether you want to be famous or whether you want to write. And the two things, in spite of all the evidence, have nothing whatever in common. What is it? At the point of the artist, since I must put it this way, begins to come of age that he cannot keep to himself. This is the trickiest part of the whole argument. I was having lunch today with two very good friends of mine. Well, one very good friend of mine, a friend of his.
What is
it's like to see a death. What it's like to fear. What it's like to love. What it's like to be glad. Hymns don't do this. Churches really cannot do it. The trouble is that although the artist can do it, Christ, he has to pay himself, that the audience will also pay, his willingness to give up everything, to realize that although you've spent 27 years acquiring this house, this furniture, this position,
always busy, no time to play.